Live.com.
Free Talk Live is your show, and you can take control toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. This is the Friday night edition, and we're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, as we are 6 nights a week. We do it Monday through Friday from 8 till 10 Eastern, and we also have a live Saturday show that you can tune into from 7 to 10 o'clock.
I'll be here for that tomorrow, too.
You will be here for that tomorrow. And then Mr. Manwich, who is normally our co-host here on the show, he'll be back next week, assuming he didn't die in the Gulf of Mexico or wherever he went.
Yeah, exactly. If it wasn't a deadly honeymoon.
Well, it was actually going to be a honeymoon on a sailboat, apparently. So you never know. I mean, it could have been a big gust of wind. He might have been trying to be cool and not had his life jacket on, and then he never comes back.
Hey, look at me.
Yeah. You just never know.
See him doing some sort of ridiculous thing like that, too.
Could have been terror on the high seas for a honeymoon. We won't know until he comes back and tells us the story. Anyway, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have got the bulletin board system there with literally hundreds of people interacting on a daily basis and thousands of posts. I checked it recently. I think we're over 16,000 posts at this point. At freetalklive.com.
There are entirely too many people going to the BBS. I'm sorry.
There are a lot of people on the BBS, and it's a lot of fun, and of course it's free. And of course, don't forget to check out the Free State Project.
That's right, because Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, which is your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, call toll-free at 888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or visit their website at freestateproject.org.
Now, it is very rare that we have guests on Free Talk Live, but we kind of stumbled into this opportunity, and it was a good one. He's kind of a, I would say, an internet superstar, wouldn't you, Torgo?
Internet superstar. I like that term. I don't know. I want to be an internet superstar. That'd be great.
I guess it takes a little bit of work. His name is Drew Curtis. He is from FARC.com, and he's on Free Talk Live. Drew, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you?
We're doing great.
How you doing, Drew?
You're on with Ian and Torgo, by the way.
Yeah, very good.
Now, we're both FARCers. We're both active users, I think, at the FARC.com website.
We do, in fact, frequently rape your website for prep, so it's
hey, no problem. That's what it's there for.
Well, you know, that's apparently it is, because virtually, you probably are already aware of this, but virtually every single person in the talk radio business, and probably the probably morning radio as well, most likely utilizes your website.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I've run into someone in radio who I hadn't heard of it. In fact, a funny story, I was in Cleveland about a month ago, and I was in a bar, and I overheard some guy talking about to somebody else saying he was in radio. And I said, I'm just kind of curious to kind of prove something to me. I said, I've been guessing that you may know who I am. I run this website called FARC. And the guy's like, oh, my God, how are you doing? What's going on? You know, so... It's pretty cool, though. It's a lot of fun because it gives me an excuse to do something in any city that I happen to be in.
Well, internet superstar. See what I'm saying, Torgo? Yeah,
exactly. Well, for the six people who don't know what it is, give a real quick rundown of what people see at FARC.com.
And you have to, of course, spell FARC because that'll throw people off, too.
Yeah, it's F-A-R-K. For some reason, everybody thinks it's with a Q or a C. The Q isn't anything, and the C is a terrorist organization in Colombia and
right.
Kosovo. Not the same guys, but it's definitely not us either. So, at any rate, it's basically, it started out as being just the 10 to 20 funniest news stories that I came across in a day. And that's kind of expanded now to the 75 to 100 funniest news stories that I find in a day.
And actually, it's not really necessarily you going out there and hunting around for them these days, is it?
No, absolutely not. In fact, we have users that submit the links and the taglines for the most part. And I was about 3 or 4 years ago when I gave up trying to find the links before somebody else was able to get it in. So it's been a long time. Usually I end up tweaking them a little bit or adding a gag if one occurs to me, but that's maybe 20% of the time.
What is it that inspired you to start this particular website? And how long ago was it anyway?
It was just over 6 years ago, and I was basically doing the same thing that I was doing with FARC, except I was emailing people in the beginning, and I figured they were probably getting really annoyed by this. So I decided rather than email them, I just told them, I said, look, no more emails. I'm going to put this up on a website, and you guys come check it out if you want to. And apparently they did.
See, I wish every obnoxious link forwarder that's in my address book would just start their own website. I really do.
Wouldn't it be nice? And most of them are like your grandparents.
I try not to speak to them if I can help it.
Yeah. Now, okay, I'm sorry, Torgo, go ahead.
Well, see, one of the things, as Drew said, it's like 75 to 100 links that you see every day on the front page at FARC.com, but there are hundreds and hundreds of links that get submitted to that website every day. And I'll tell you, one of the best things for me is I subscribe to Total FARC, which is $5 a month, and you can see everything that gets submitted, all the stuff that doesn't make it to the front page. I'm just curious, how many people are going through the links there and approving and denying what makes it to the front?
See, if I'm around, it's just me. In fact, there are three other guys that will pick up the slack when I'm not in town. But what's funny is they're all out of town this weekend, so it's basically just going to be me all weekend taking care of all of it.
How long does that take you? I mean, do you literally have to kind of sit there throughout the day, or do you just check in every few hours and then approve them? How does that work?
I have a little script that I can use to add or delete articles from the queue, and basically I just keep that open all the time. And when it hits about 100 or so, then I'll go through and do it. But it doesn't take too long. I can do about 100 articles in 5 minutes.
That's not too shabby.
Yeah, now, but it's a learned thing, though. We occasionally at a party will get really drunk and put somebody else into the queue to see how they do. And you usually, right now, I think the record for anybody else doing it was about an hour for 100 links.
Wow. So you've definitely got the practice. And again, you've been doing it for 6 years. You put the website up way long time ago, because 6 years in the web world is, that's decades in the web world.
That's right, yeah.
You put this website up, and it was basically your friends that you had on your email list that you were encouraging to come, right, at that point.
Right.
How did you have a big break at any point? Did you get some attention from some media outlet that really kicked up your website hits and kind of launched, if you will, the site in a major way?
Not really. It was just kind of gradual growth. The only one, the first major media outlet to mention us was in the fall of 2001. Playboy had us in one of their cool stuff on the web articles.
Nice.
And that was, strangely enough, the only time that we've ever noticed a traffic bump from a media magazine. And that includes Time magazine. We were listed in there last summer, and nothing.
Really?
Playboy, 2 million people came.
Well, Time's a bunch of old fuddy-duddies, basically, as opposed to the Playboy audience, which is definitely, I guess, a more active, younger-style audience. And that's kind of your demographic there, isn't it? Kind of like an 18 to 34 male demo?
Mm-hmm. That's right. And it was a very good fit, and we kept most of those people that came. So there's a lot of crossover between the two. That is pretty much our average reader.
Yeah, but then the media attention that you do get from various things is, I think I like that a little bit more than maybe an article somewhere or something like that. Like last year, for example, I used to do another show, and we had Will Wheaton on the show, and
oh, yeah.
We were talking to him about the time that you two were on Unscrewed on Tech TV. You were trying to give away your baby, and just, you know, that type of stuff is more fun than, you know, just a regular article. It still gets exposure, but, you know, it's not just some little blurb in a magazine somewhere. There's
exactly, like when we bought the Fleet Center rights in February, that's a good example of what you're talking about.
What was the name that ended up getting used for that day?
We called it the Boston Garden.
Oh, okay.
Now, are you a huge sports fan? Because there's always sports references at FARC.com.
I wouldn't consider myself a huge sports fan, but I play soccer 4 times a week, and I tend to pay attention to what's going on.
An active sports fan now. I mean, especially if you're playing sports.
Yeah, probably compared to most people, I guess I would be. I don't think of myself as a sports nut. I mean, I don't do any of the fantasy baseball stuff or, you know, keep track of anything.
Now, Drew, I know that you've probably got a few articles that you wanted to highlight. If you can hang on, we'd love to have you on for another segment. Can you do that?
Sure, can do.
All right, we're going to put you on hold. If you've got a question, by the way, for Drew Curtis from FARC.com, the probably most widely used show prep website in the entire radio industry, and I'm sure the TV people use it too. Anyway, you can call in 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. We'll get a few highlights from FARC coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try No BO. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. No BO is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NO-BO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with No BO. That's no-bo.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And it is the Friday night edition. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got archives the last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. But it doesn't stop there. Thanks to the good folks over at downloadradio.org, our archives go all the way back to March 1st, and they're completely free. Everything at freetalklive.com is totally free. And
well, it's a good thing it's part of the name then.
Well, yeah, it should be that way. Anyway, we're going to get back to the phones here and back to the fun. We have an unusual situation here on Free Talk Live tonight. We actually have a guest on the line, and it is one Drew Curtis from FARC.com. Of course, FARC.com, in case you have been living in an internet cave, is probably the most popular, I don't know what. Drew, how do you categorize your site? Is it a news site? A general interest fun site? I don't really know how you would categorize it.
Yeah, it's kind of its own thing. We've been getting lumped together with blogs for a while, which I've been, you know, finding happy with since it gets us publicity, but I don't really think that we're a blog, really.
No, definitely
I don't know.
Not.
I mean, I like to call us a news distillery, but that's not going to catch on, so who knows.
Yeah, well, it's not like a blog at all because there's really no opinions by you. I mean, you don't post opinion articles. You just post news articles. Now, the only thing that I think would resemble a blog would be the comments section, which is probably one of the most fun parts about FARC.com is whenever there's an article there, whether it be Britney Spears accidentally shows her breasts or something like that, there's always a little link that you can click on, and you can see what all of the other FARC.com users had to say about it, and in some cases they'll link you to the actual pictures, or they'll link you to a mirror site in case the other website gets what they call FARC'd on the website. Now, can you define what getting FARC'd means?
Yeah, it basically means we sent them so much traffic their server crashed, or we just clogged the lineup so bad that you can't download anything from them.
Yeah, because a internet server has a set amount of bandwidth, usually, that they can use up, and your website is so popular these days, putting a link up on FARC.com can really just result in some tremendous internet bills for people that weren't expecting it to happen, basically.
Yeah, pretty much, and any server running Windows is dead meat the minute they get hit by it, so...
Oh, well, that's nice. Yeah, I'll just keep an eye on the server over here, then.
Now, why don't you highlight for us, I suppose, just a couple of examples. I'm sure you've got it in front of you there, of maybe a couple of favorites from today or yesterday, Drew's favorites, if you will, favorite articles that are on FARC.com right now.
A couple of them, this wasn't overtly funny, per se, but the voice of Fred Flintstone passed away a few
really?
Hours ago. Yeah.
I loved that headline. That was the best.
Hey, Gabba Dabba Dead.
Oh, that was good. Now, you didn't write that, did you?
No, I didn't. That was a submitter. That made me laugh, so we posted it.
Yeah, some of them are really funny. I mean, you've got some talented users. And the only reason I didn't know that was because I literally ran in here right before the show. I actually didn't have time to do show prep. But if I'm ever in a pinch for show prep, FARC.com's got to be the best place to go.
What's the criteria? If I wanted to submit a link and hope for it to make it to the front page, what's the base thing that you look for above and beyond anything else?
The base thing is basically if the tagline makes me laugh, and even better as a bonus, where it makes me laugh and then I stop for a second because I feel like I shouldn't be laughing at that.
Nice.
I'll give you a good example, actually. Right after the Columbia disaster, somebody sent in a link. It was talking about, the article was about all the things that people were turning in that they were claiming was space shuttle debris that really wasn't, like old tires and, you know, just crap they were finding around out in the forest and whatnot. One of the things somebody turned in was a piece of toast, and the tagline that was submitted was, just because the shuttle is toast does not mean that toast is the shuttle.
That's
and I
good.
Laughed, and then I was like, ooh, that's not funny. And then I laughed again, and then I had to basically call my wife over to double-check and make sure. And she's like, wow, that's really a poor taste. I said, yeah, but is it funny? She said, yeah. So,
well, yeah, poor taste definitely does not preclude you from getting onto FARC.com. Poor taste will. I think there's a lot of poor taste headlines on there, which I love.
Absolutely.
I think
in fact, that's kind of our edge that allows us to do stuff that mainstream media won't do. Like, for example... I put a link up the other day that was, they were talking about NASA was training more female astronauts because they had determined that they might make better astronauts. And then the tagline we attached to the end of it was, but they're still trying to figure out how to fit a tiny kitchen in the space capsules. And see, that's something that no mainstream, you know, humor site, I mean, even The Daily Show couldn't go that far, you know?
No, definitely not. Well, you've got the added benefit of being on the internet, and you don't have, of course, the FCC or anybody like that, or the Parents Television Council jumping down your throat, which is what we have to deal with. It turns out that here on mass media, there's a group called the PTC that, I guess, is responsible for 99% of all the complaints to the FCC. So there's probably anybody out there complaining except for one group of jerks.
Yeah, in fact, I remember that was, wasn't that the same thing that they discovered when on the Howard Stern debacle where they found out there were like 300 complaints filed? Oh, no, it was the Janet Jackson nipple slip. That's what it was.
Yep.
It was like something like when you distilled it down and took all the form letters and stacked them up on top of each other, there were only actually three complaints.
Something like that, yeah. And all of those other ones came from the exact same organization. Now, I don't know if you can scoop us on this, Drew. I don't know if there's anything going on, but it was just a question that came across my mind during the break. You've kind of been doing things very well over at FARC.com for a long time, and it's always kind of been a similar formula. Are there any changes scheduled? Do you have anything revolutionary? Is there going to be a site change at any point? Is there anything, I guess, definitive that's going to happen to FARC.com that will make it look different, act different? Got anything planned for the future?
It's going to slip in kind of under the radar. Most people won't realize this when it drops in, but we're getting an AP news feed and a Reuters news feed. So instead of linking off-site to those articles, we can just link to ourselves. I've had a bunch of people that when they say that get a little bit concerned, you know, being afraid that we wouldn't, you know, have as much stuff to deal with. But what it essentially means is that any link that goes to Yahoo right now would wrap back around to us. That's it. So it won't affect things greatly, but it'll allow us to recapture some of that traffic to articles that everybody's got.
Well, that's kind of helpful.
So you'd be able to, like, that would benefit you. I was going to say, that would benefit you in that you could display your banner ads instead of having Yahoo's banner ads being displayed.
Yeah, exactly. And then we could tell advertisers that we're a news site, because they just get kind of confused when a lot of marketing folks look at our site and they just don't know what they're looking at all. They have no idea.
All right. Now, this is kind of unrelated to what's just been talked about, but I was looking at the front page and I saw several Florida links today. And
we're in Florida, by the way.
Yeah, we're...
Oh, very good.
We're in the Tampa Bay area in Florida, and so I've just got to ask, because, you know, it's my home area. What's up with Florida everywhere?
Well, it's kind of funny. As time goes on, we will get occasional suggestions for new topic tags, and sometime after the 2000 election, not surprisingly, somebody suggested the Florida tag. And at the time, I thought, well, I don't know. I mean, it seems like a lot of weird stuff happens in Florida, but surely not enough to keep that tag going. But I decided to drop it into rotation and just see how it went. And, oh, my God, what is wrong with your guys' state?
Well, just on the front page, not even counting what's behind the scenes at Total FARC, there are three Florida topics already just on the front page today.
Wow, it's amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, the state just continues to come up with more and more stuff. Strangely enough, the state that's competing for that title is Ohio.
Ohio?
Yeah, there's enough weird stuff coming from Ohio. I don't really want to give them their own tag because there isn't as much as from Florida. But
well,
Ohio,
there's a lot more people in Florida, so there's definitely going to be more articles coming out of here. Drew Curtis from FARC.com, it has been a lot of fun. Hopefully we can have you on again sometime.
Hey, man, I'd appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you very much for your time, sir, and have a great weekend. And,
hey,
of course, everybody else should go to FARK.com, that's FARK.com, and see what all the excitement's about.
Subscribe to Total FARC and have a beer.
Exactly. This is your show, Free Talk Live. We got more on the way, so stay tuned.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars.
I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves toll-free 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231, the Friday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
In case you're just tuning in here, you saw the link perhaps on FARC.com. Welcome to the show. You're in for something, I think, a little bit different. Torgo, how would you explain Free Talk Live?
I try not to, but if I have to, Free Talk Live is basically, I like to consider it a completely open forum. We talk about whatever we want to talk about, whether it's political issues, we talk about entertainment, we talk about whatever we find interesting. But at any time you're listening to the show, you can pick up your phone and dial 800-259-9231, and we'll put you on the show. Doesn't matter what you want to talk about.
Yeah, there's no 20-question screening process to get on this show.
No, our call screener will ask you a couple of questions. What's your name? Where are you calling from? What do you want to talk about? And that's one or two words. You can say, I want to talk about sock monkeys. That's fine. We'll put you on the air about sock monkeys. We don't care.
Exactly.
And he may ask how you're listening, whether you're listening to us on the internet or you're listening to us on one of our affiliates.
That's right, because we are actually a real radio show, not just an internet show.
Exactly.
Although we have a sizable internet listening audience.
We do.
Podcast
realm. In fact.
Now, if you're just tuning in looking for Drew, he's gone. We had him on for the first half hour of the show.
Ha! Gotcha!
But never fear, because Free Talk Live offers you archives on the website at freetalklive.com for free when it's working, although we may be farked at this point. I'm not sure.
I don't think so yet.
It's hardcore slow at this point.
It is kind of slow, and that's entirely my fault.
Well, anyway, later on tonight, the archive of the show will go up. So those of you who are looking for that, you can absolutely get it at some later point. Of course, you can subscribe to the podcast, and it'll be sent to you automatically. All of that for free at freetalklive.com, not to mention the bulletin board system, the Shrine of Female Listeners, and all the other fun stuff that we've got there. So take control of the show, 800-259-9231. Otherwise, we do have an interesting email that came in. You can email us at ftl@freetalklive.com. This one from Corey. And he's telling us about a little civil disobedience act that occurred in Minnesota. Apparently, Tim Slagle was performing. This is a libertarian comedian, apparently, with several partners in crime. He went to see Tim Slagle perform with several partners in crime. It was the night for the monthly Free State Project meetup, and we decided to meet there instead to cheer on Tim. He performed much of his usual material with some variations, including a blatant breaking of the City of Minneapolis and Hennepin County ordinance forbidding naughty smoking in workplaces.
So, wait, does it forbid all smoking or does it just forbid
naughty
smoking?
I don't know.
And what exactly is naughty smoking? I mean, I know I had to pay.
Now I'm imagining things that I shouldn't be.
I know I've had to pay $6.95 a minute to watch a video of naughty smoking once.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of myself. In an act of defiant disregard for the safety of the audience, staff, and others in the building, Tim Slagle did light and smoke not one, but two cigars, and proceeded to burn them throughout his performance. That lawless, lawless scumbag.
Forget the law, he's still a jerk.
What do you mean? Why?
That man should have been taken off the stage immediately.
What for?
Unless he cleared it with the club owner first.
Maybe he did.
Maybe he did. I don't know. I don't think any club owner would have been okay with that.
Well, yeah, probably because the club owner would be worried to get a fine, because usually it's the club owner that's responsible, not the actual person who's lighting up.
Exactly. The club owner is responsible. And I'm sorry, if I own a business and I'm stuck in a state that has a smoking ban and I'm paying you to perform and you start doing something like that, you're out instantly. Gone.
According to the emailer, placing even more lives in jeopardy, he invited people from the audience to come up to the stage and disobey the ordinance with him. At first, only the Libertarian Party state chair, Lee Brenese, came forward to endanger others with his pollution. Then, in the fashion of a good old altar call, whatever that is, others proceeded to stream toward the stage, igniting their contraband on the way. Soon, the stage was full of criminals breaking the law with no regard for the safety of others. In short, it was great.
Now, I mean, I'm entirely against smoking bans. I think they're ridiculous and don't make any sense at all. But in this case, you know, I'm not for what that guy did. I'm for civil disobedience, but right. I am not for him putting someone else's establishment at risk while being paid by that place.
Now, we don't know how draconian the law is up there in Minneapolis. And if you happen to be in Minneapolis, you want to clue us in, 1-800-259-9231. We do have a smoking ban here in Florida where we're doing the show from. They have banned smoking from virtually every single business in this state, with the exception of people who are running bars that don't sell very much food. That's pretty much the only exception. Oh, and home-based businesses. So if you're at your own house, you can still smoke cigarettes. But everywhere else, cigarette smoking has been banned, although I can't say that I know what the penalty is. I don't know how severe it is, and I certainly don't know in Minneapolis. So for all we know, it's a $100 penalty, and it's no big deal, in which case perhaps he did clear it with the management of the club. You would expect he would do something like that, because otherwise, if the club owner was angry, first of all, the club owner could have thrown him off the stage in the middle of his act if he'd wanted to. Secondly, if the club owner was angry, there's real good chances he's never coming back to perform there again. So he might have actually been putting his own income in jeopardy by doing this. So it would make sense to me that he would have discussed it with him in advance and maybe said something like, look, if I get fined or if you get fined, I'll agree to cover the cost. Now, in that case, if he had taken those steps, would you have an objection?
Probably not. Right. I mean, once again, as long as the club owner said it was okay.
No, I agree with you. I see where you're coming from.
Right.
Totally on that.
As long as the club owner was informed and knew what was going on. If he went up and did it, and then after the fact said, sorry about that, if you get fined, I'll give you money, that's still not okay.
You know, what we need to do is figure out how to encourage more behavior like this. And I mean on the part of the club owners. Because if a city or a state passes a draconian anti-freedom ordinance like this, It is your duty as a freedom-loving citizen of the United States, a freedom-loving individual, to break this law. I mean, can you imagine if all of the clubs in a given city that passed a smoking ban just decided to say, F you, and go ahead and light up anyway, just go ahead and allow their clients to light up and just rack up a bunch of fines and just never pay them? Are they going to go in and shut down every single club, every single bar in the city? It's totally asinine to suggest that they could do that.
Yeah, but they very easily could, and I know that in some cities, probably not the city we're in, but our neighboring city to the north, I could see the law enforcement there doing it, just to prove a point.
Really?
Yep, exactly. They'll keep assessing fines and giving warnings and finally just pull their license and shut them down, and they'll keep doing it until places finally get the hint.
I think it's disgusting, but you think that if there was 20 clubs or bars in a given town, and all 20 just kind of got together and decided that they were all going to disobey the law, you think they'd go after all 20 of them? You think they really would?
It depends on the town. In this area, I could see some of the towns nearby doing it, yeah. In Minneapolis, I have no idea what Minneapolis is like. I've never been there. So.
But I mean, if they slapped somebody with a fine and they didn't pay it, they'd try and shut the club down, which means they'd have to be expending police resources to go out and prevent the club owner from going into his own place of business, prevent all the employees from going in, prevent all the people that wanted to go and smoke cigarettes or drink alcohol or whatever it is that they do there.
That would take about 15 minutes. About 15 minutes. All they'd have to do is they'd have to go and say that they'd have to take the time to get enough people out there the one time to say this place is shut down, it's shut down now, hurt everybody outside, and change the locks.
You're right. It would be that easy. I'm just living in my fantasy land. You know, I'm just living in my fantasy land where Americans are actually standing up for their rights and standing up for the things that they believe in instead of just sort of shrugging their shoulders and, oh, there's a smoking ban now.
Yeah, well, as much as we hate it, it's what the majority of people voted in, and now we're stuck with.
You're right about that. Here in this state, it was 70% that voted in the smoking ban. Totally un-American. If you've got comments, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Video game ban in Illinois. That's coming up. Free Talk Live. Take it.
Did you know that you can trace every sickness, every disease, and every ailment ultimately to mineral deficiency? Did you also know that 99% of American people are deficient in minerals, and a marked deficiency in any one of the more important elements actually results in disease? More than likely, this includes you. Arm yourself with the minerals you need from Mother Earth Minerals. Mother Earth Minerals specializes in providing the primary building blocks for nutritional supplementation, including liquid, water-soluble, elemental mineral suspensions, contain the essential nutrients required for the proper function of muscles, nerves, blood vessels, and organs. Founder True Ott, PhD, is so confident that you will be pleased from the results of supplementing your diet with Mother Earth Minerals that he offers an unconditional guarantee. Start your fight against mineral deficiency by calling toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com and order Dr. Ott's book, Secret Assassins in Food, to learn more about the chemicals in food that are attacking you daily. Again, call 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at FreeTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, toll free, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show, if you want it to be. Otherwise, you can sit back and enjoy, because Torgo and I will take things until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, as we do every night.
That's right, we'll take it. We'll take one for the team.
6 nights a week, Monday through Friday from 8 till 10 Eastern. Of course, join us on the live Saturday show from 7 until 10 Eastern. And, of course, go to freetalklive.com, where you'll find the Shrine of Female Listeners. That's if the website is working. Is it working right now, Torgo?
Yeah.
Because we may have gotten a little bit farked.
Well, yeah, which would be strange considering the number of hits that we've had. But right. I've had some other stuff working on the server at the same time, so that's my fault.
Anyway, freetalklive.com, the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who have sent their photo in to show us that they like listening to Free Talk Live, and we like to show them off. And it is not a beauty contest. Women of all shapes, sizes, ages, and colors have sent in their photograph. Some of them have done validated photos, which actually in the photo, they prove that they listen to Free Talk Live.
Some people have pretended to do validated photos.
And then we caught them and sent them to the Hall of Shame in the Shrine of Female Listeners. You can check it all out, freetalklive.com.
You know, see, the thing is, we've got this Hall of Shame thing in the Shrine of Female Listeners section.
Right.
And we've got people from FARC.com who are frequent visitors to FARC.com listening to the show right now. One of FARC's big things, and we didn't talk to Drew about
this. We didn't. I thought about it.
Yeah, I know. I wanted to mention the different types of contests that are on the website. And these aren't contests for any big prizes or anything. They're just contests among the users.
Just for recognition at best.
Right, exactly. Just to be like, that's right, I'm better than you, jackass.
Mm-hmm.
But let's see. They've got Photoshop contests. Which are a couple of times a day. So I'm thinking they've got a lot of people on there who are Photoshop freaks. We're probably going to get some new validated Shriners in the Not Do Distant Future.
Well, we need some good ones. We need some good ones because
some of those are just awful.
Yeah, if you go and look at the Hall of Shame at freetalklive.com and at the Shrine of Female Listeners, you'll see how miserable some of these submissions have been. So if you've got the skills, well, by all means, submit yourself a fake picture.
But so there are Photoshop contests at FARC.com. There are audio edit contests. Those are my favorite. I was so happy when those started, which is I just give you a theme and maybe a couple of clips to work with, and you've got to open whether it's whatever audio editing program you use and put together something. And usually whoever's funniest wins. That's just kind of what happens.
Yeah, and you can vote. You can vote for each.
Yeah, exactly. You
favorites.
Go there and you can vote for which one you like best. And then they've got video edit contest.
That's the newest one,
That's the newest one. They give you several days on those.
They should, because it's difficult.
I haven't actually looked at one of those yet. I've seen them, but I haven't taken the time to actually watch the video files, because I'm usually at work.
Right.
And I don't trust some of those video
files. That's the other thing that we didn't mention about FARC.com is the Not Safe for Work stuff that's on there. It's a great site to go to and kill time if you've got some time to kill while you're at the office, but you have to look out for the NSFW on there.
All right. And,
that means that it's not safe. And that could mean anything.
It could mean anything, but
usually nudity.
Yeah, usually.
So there you go.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, that's enough. People who pay us don't get that much time. So.
No doubt about it. But FARC it's a special website. That's why we had Drew on. We didn't pay him. He didn't pay us.
Right. We don't pay him for the show prep we get from him every day.
You're a total FARC.
That's true. I'm a total FARC subscriber. Johnson is a total FARC subscriber. You're the only cheapskate in the room tonight. $5, man. The best $5 you will ever spend on the internet.
I agree with that.
The best $5 you will ever spend on the internet. Total FARC.
All right. So, Springfield, Illinois. I think I pulled this one off of FARC, actually. Senate okays video game restrictions. The Illinois Senate approved a version of Governor Rod's proposed restrictions on the sale of violent and sexually explicit video games to children, even though some senators said the idea is unconstitutional. The measure approved Thursday would require store owners to determine which games are too violent or sexually explicit for anyone under 18. Selling them to a minor could very well get you a fine. Both chambers have now approved the video game restrictions, but the Senate version removed the possibility of jail time for the offenders.
Jail time?
Yeah. Well, they removed that, so now the revised bill is going back to the House for a final approval. It seems a little ambiguous to me, Torgo, that you're going to require the store owners to determine which games are too violent and sexually explicit.
Are they going to be given strict guidelines to use?
I don't know. I mean, we'll get to the rest of this here, but it doesn't sound like they are.
We're leaving it up to your own judgment, which is then subject to ours.
Yeah. That's how it sounds. Like, okay, you make your choice and decide if you want to put Mortal Kombat on the shelves or if you want to sell it to kids, but if we don't think that's appropriate, you're going to get fined. I just don't like that.
Judging from the last two Mortal Kombat releases, any video game store who puts one of those on the shelves deserves to be fined.
I haven't played Mortal Kombat since the mid-90s. It shows you how much I'm paying attention to violent video games these days.
Now, if you guys are selling that Pac-Man to all the kids, come on, Ian.
I don't like the way he chomps on ghosts. All right. The sponsor, Senator So-and-so, denied the measure would interfere with free speech rights. Get this quote, Tordo. Video games are not art or media. They're simulations. Not all that different from the simulations used by the U.S. military in preparation for war.
That explains so much. So much. If military training consists of sitting down and playing
Super Mario Brothers?
Paper Mario?
Zelda?
Come on. This woman has never seen a video game in her entire life.
Okay, guys, it's time for boot camp. That's right, Fusion Frenzy.
Just amazing. Can you believe these people? These are the people that you elected to office?
I can just see, you know, combat training being Halo 2 on Xbox Live.
I'm sure that the artists that get paid pretty good salaries at these video game companies to create the art that goes into every single video game would take a little bit of offense to that.
I know several of them personally, and I'm sure they would.
1-800-259-9231. These brilliant senators bringing us a possible ban on, a partial ban, if you will, on video games. If you've got a comment, take control of the show. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes, your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Why do you wear watches? The answer is no longer simply to tell time. At DiscountWatchStore.com, watches are as much about telling time as they are about making a fashion statement or showing off one's success. Watches also make for great heirlooms to pass on for generations to come. As an authorized dealer of many fine watches, DiscountWatchStore.com offers fine timepieces that have been sought after by many for over 160 years. Choose from over 450 styles with discounts up to 70% off retail prices. With Father's Day right around the corner, now is a perfect time to get them the watch they've always wanted. Visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today to get an extra 5% off our already low, low prices. Free shipping and secure transaction is standard with every order. So visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today. That is DiscountWatchStore.com/radio. Or call toll free 866-371-2330. That's 866-371-2330.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at heartandbodyextract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is your show. You take control if you want to. We'll talk about anything. Political, personal, even pop culture. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo. And I'm sorry, you say even pop culture like it's, you know, the redheaded stepchild of this show. Like,
I just so am unenthused by entertainment stuff, though. And that's usually what pop culture
Well, that's
means.
Just because you're a lump. That's why. You just...
Oh, I'm supposed to care about Lindsay Lohan and Britney Spears and who they're dating? Please.
I am so surprised that Johnson got you to go see Star Wars when it opened.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know, because anytime somebody mentions like a Star Trek thing or a Star Wars thing, you're like, oh, whatever, who
That's
cares?
Not true at all.
Oh, pop culture, Star Wars.
That is not true at all, Torgo. I like Star Wars.
Last week, we were talking, when Jonathan and I were both on here with you, we were talking about the end of Star Trek and the end of Star Wars.
Right.
And you were just in the, uh-huh. Yeah, okay, I could care less.
That is not true
at all. I'm only letting you speak because you're already here.
You are so blowing that out of proportion. Not true at all. We commented on that for an extensive period of time.
I know, that's why I said I was surprised.
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't know. I don't see you.
You didn't go to Star Wars.
Actually, I did.
You did.
I just didn't go with you guys.
Oh, I see. Shirking us.
No, you took my ticket.
I did? It was my fault?
No, not really. I didn't know if I was going to make it back in town on time because I was out of town doing a comedy show that night.
Mm-hmm.
And I got out of the club early, so I made it back in town in time. But Johnson had already invited all the people he was going to invite. So
tisk, tisk. How'd you get in?
I went to another theater where I know some people and just got in there.
You know, the even though they said it was sold out, the theater actually was not full. It was very, it was packed, but it wasn't full.
Well,
there was some open chairs.
That's due to Fandango.com.
What do you mean?
Theaters who have a...
That's the online purchasing.
Theaters who have a pre-purchase arrangement set up with Fandango.com, at every showing of a movie, have to reserve a certain number of tickets.
Really?
Yeah, specifically so that if they sell out in real time at the box office, then people who are buying online, they may end up double booking seats.
I see what you're saying. That's why they have to have that leeway.
Right, exactly.
Buffer.
So the box office can only sell up to, you know, I think there's like 5% or 10%. I don't know what it is. That has to be available for Fandango customers.
I guess let me make it clear with the whole pop culture thing. I don't mind talking about, like, pop culture phenomenons like that. And we talk pop culture often enough on the show. It's just when it's the news about Britney Spears getting together with whoever.
And her new reality show that she's going to have.
That kind of stuff. She has a reality show now? See what I mean? I just totally live outside that world.
I think it's either on UPN or on WB. I don't know which, but it's... it's her and her husband, and it's just going to show...
Like the Jessica show on the MTV.
Kind of, but they're running the cameras themselves, I believe. It's just home videos of the
That's
two
gonna
of them.
It's going to be atrocious.
It's going to be awful, and you're going to get to see for real what kind of a terrible, shallow, horrible person she is.
This could not last beyond 2 weeks.
Hold on, I only put three horribles in there. Horrible person that she is.
If they don't have professional cameramen doing the shooting, if they don't have any sort of scripting at all, it's going to be miserable.
And I know they're going to have night vision on the cameras, too, because one of the clips, like, you know, they're going to have, like, Paris Hilton mode, where you can get it all green in night vision.
Great. 800-259-9231. I'm just so excited about that. Hour number two is on the way. We got all kinds of good stuff coming up. You can, of course, bring up whatever's on your mind in Australia. Looks like there's now a fine for being, well, discourteous, for being rude. You can now be fined. That's coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Take control of the show.
If you're tired...